Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to be beginning and ending in Yirtzeh Hashem Simin Tof Nun Vav today, which just has to be Sifim and fits in nicely on one page, an unusual situation for us. So we begin at the very top with Sif Aleph. Today's share is going to be dealing how much matzah can you make at one time. The Mechaber tells us, Ein loshin lepesach, for making matzah for Pesach, you shouldn't need a dough that is so large, isa gedola mishir chala, that is larger than the amount of dough that normally requires you to take off the gift to the Kohen called chala. Not to confuse the vernacular word chala, which we use for the Shabbos challahs that we eat, but there's a mitzvah of challah to take off from a dough, either 1/24th of a person or a public baker, 1/48th of the dough, and give it to the Kohanim. And it's like truma, it's a present that's given, one of the 24 matnas kuna that's given to the Kohen. That's called challah. You're only obligated midoraisa to take challah from a dough of a certain size. And you can actually see this inside in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah in footnote number 2, what the actual size is for the chiyuv of challah, and you have ranges. Basically, if you put it into pounds, roughly a 5 pounds, which is 2.2 kilograms over here, or on a daraisa level, and about half of that, about 2.5 pounds or 1.2 kilos, according to many poskim, you take off midirabban, and therefore you do it without a bracha over here. We're not sure what the shear is, so sofek dirabban and lehokel, we don't make the bracha. Sofek brachos lehokel. But the shear is for daraisa, chi of today, did you make a bracha? It would be if you have a 5 pound, a 2.2 kilo loaf of dough. And that has halacha lemaisa significance over here, in that that is the size of a dough, that you shouldn't bake a bigger dough than that for Pesach usage, because it's a concern you won't be able to knead it properly and there'll be parts that will become chametz. I should point out in Deir Shu footnote number 2, there are slightly smaller shirim that are given from Hagon Rav Chaim Noah Zatzal, and there are other opinions as well. In any event, the Mechaber is telling us this din over here, that you shouldn't go and use such a very large dough. We'll see in a moment what the shear of that is in the Mechaber. But first, let's look in Sif Katan Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lefi Shashia Ruchachom, because the rabbis calculated, Sha'esek Sha'odom Echod Mesasek Biyodo Be'iso Belisha Va'aricha, that the amount of time it takes for one person to be able to go and constantly be working the dough, kneading the dough, and setting up the dough to be put into the oven, one person working on this dough will definitely not be able to do it properly and will turn into chametz if he uses a larger amount of dough than the shear for challah. Because one person alone, using his hands at maximal efficiency, will not be able to go and work the dough the entire time, so it will become potentially chametz. If he uses a dough that's so large, it's too big for one person to handle on its own. This leads to huge nafkaminas. What happens if you have more than one person doing it, or what happens if you use a machine? A machine can do things much more efficiently and much more in large quantities. So Deir Shu footnote number 1 brings down, if you're making machine matzah, nasis ayde mechona. So Dayan Weiss, that's all in the Shailas Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, already discusses this, and there's a whole separate discussion that we'll Mirtzeh Hashem have as to whether hand matzah is better than machine matzah, or actually is machine matzah better than hand matzah for shmura matzah. But that's not the subject for today. Today we're just discussing, can you make a larger shear? So he brings down based upon the Marsham and the Machzei Avram, Sha'av Sha'machona Osekes B'isas Yoser Me'amisasik Babiyodav, even though the machine can obviously do things in a much more efficient way and can work with a larger amount of dough, he says one shouldn't be makel lo roy lahokel B'isa Hagdola Mishir Gimel Kavin. You shouldn't take a dough that's larger than 3 Kavin. That's the shear that the Sha'arat Zion in Osir brings down over here. You shouldn't do this, even when you're using a machine. He says, Ella, imkein lo nisakev ha'isa mitchila salisha va'ad hafiyah yosim yitezvayin tazvav dakus. Unless you can guarantee that it will be done in under 15 minutes. He says maybe you can even go up to 18 minutes, but the bottom line is he says you shouldn't do it. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal paskind, this isn't a halacha l'moshe Sinai that you can't do this, or that this is the halacha. It's just, this was the practical metzias, that one guy couldn't work with such a large dough. And therefore, if you have more than one person working on it, you could do this. It's not a problem. And therefore, likewise, if you have a machine that can do this, it's not a problem. And he paskins, he says, you definitely can use a machine to make a larger amount. there is no concern over here that it'll become chametz. The machine won't let it become chametz. And he brings down further from Yashu Zatzal, should be matzos mechona, when you're dealing with machine matzo over here, that you want to make a large amount for the whole town, so everybody should have shmur matzo over here. So he writes, mikol makom, me'achar v'yesh berishonim deyo shekacha yisot takonis chachomim shelo lo l'shose mishir chala. He says, even though that you're doing this for a good purpose over here to have matzo for the entire town, nevertheless, there is this hiddur not to use such large amounts. And he says, certainly, if you're doing it by hand, one should not do this. If many people are doing it and it won't turn into chametz, still you shouldn't go and use such a large amount of people with a large amount of dough. He says there's a hiddur to try to follow this idea. In any event, what is this shear of challah? We already pointed out what it is in pounds and kilograms. What is it in terms of the measures of the chazal? So the Mechaber tells us that this amount of the shear of challah, shehi arbo'im u'shalosh beitzim, 43 eggs, v'chomish, and a fifth of an egg, so 43.2 eggs, beitza beinonim, of middle-sized eggs, v'hu yisorin, and this is a tenth, asiris ho'efa, this is an isorin, a tenth of an efa, which is a much larger measure. So these 43.2 eggs over here are the shear that you have to give challah off. That's the equivalent to the 5 pounds or 2.2 kilos roughly. V'chein yishayrusa, and in fact, the person when he's making the matzah should attempt to keep within these constraints over here of the volume. The Mishmur explains that this shear of 43.2 eggs is kemo shehein imaklipos. This is with their peels on them. This is with the shell on them. Sivkot and Gimel, you should do this estimation. V'loyeh d'mishkal, it's not a weight, it's a volume. V'kosv ha'achronim, shushir gimel kvort le'erech. This is about the size of 3 quarts. Now, I don't think these quarts are our quarts. And you can see in the Be'er Heitev, he says these 3 quarts are something that they had as shlosha zedeloch, pachusmat, a little bit less than 3 zedeloch, which is a term that they may have had for quart, but I do not believe that this is the quart that we have in our system in America today. In any event, you should be mishai. You should estimate how much you have there, so A, you can take hafarshas challah, and B, that you don't have over here an excessive amount that could potentially lead to chametz. He adds over here, the Mechaber continues, Yemale klimayim, how do you figure out this amount? You fill up a utensil with water. Then you pour out the water, v'yara mayim imenu l'chliacher. You pour that water out over here into another utensil. V'acher kach yitin arboim v'shalosh beitzim. Then you put in the 43.2 eggs over here. And then you return the water, v'yachzir bo hamayim she'erim imenu. So now you can see how much the eggs displaced in the water. And the leftover water that's in the second utensil that you couldn't pour back in because there were eggs in there. So this extra water in the second utensil, you go and pour that into a third utensil. You put that into another utensil. That utensil that has the 43.2 eggs in it, worth of water, that's the amount of the shear for flour. And you use that utensil, obviously you dry it off, or you use a different utensil with the same size, you know, the water inside of it, to fill it up with flour. And when you fill up this utensil with flour, so you know you have the 43.2 beitzim's worth of flour, v'amido mechuka, it's a flat mid of lo gedusha, not a heaping, overflowing amount. V'shiura, and you do it over here, mikemachito mitzris. This was the shear for the wheat that was made from wheat from mitzris, Egyptian wheat. Chamesh miyosh esrim dram mitzriim bekerev. And this amount is 520 drams of this Egyptian wheat. That's the measure that the Mechaber is telling us in terms that the people that would be living at the time of the Mechaber would be familiar with. So that's the amount that you should use at the maximum, and this way you can take off challah from it, and you can also make sure that it won't become chametz. There's enough time for one person to go and knead this and to arrange it into the proper shape and then put it into the oven without it becoming chametz. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'lo yidchak ha-kemach b'mida. Don't press the flour into this measuring cup, because by pressing it down, it's going to cause a problem. The imkein lo yolu shofeh. When you go and knead it, you pour the water into there, it won't knead well because it's compressed, and some areas will not get kneaded well and will be turned into chametz. And he adds, v'tov lomar, one should say, ideally, at the time that they're doing this kneading over here, b'shas nesina sakemach l'mida, at the time that you're putting in the flour into the measuring cup in order to get ready to do the kneading, sha'os l'shem mitzvah, that you're doing this l'shem mitzvah, you're doing this l'shem mitzvah, making matzah for Pesach. He brings down the name of the Mariel. And this, as we'll see, is based upon a shear. You can see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hey Bishas Nesina. I only come Nesim in Tov Samach in the shear that we'll give over there. Mitzvah Hashem in not too long a time in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkot and Beis. It tells us that one should ideally do this hidden mitzvah, the chavivus of the mitzvah, to go and constantly say, "I'm doing this for the performance of the mitzvah of making matzah for Pesach." We skip Sifkot and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Don't press down on the flour in this measuring cup." Hainu, af im kamos hakemach eino machzik el yisaron opoch bizeh. Even if the amount of kemach over here is going to be less than an yisaron, so you're not worried over here that you're overfilling it too much. Nevertheless, mishum dimkein lo yilush yofer bekamu makomos, because when you're pressing it down, it's going to lead potentially to not being able to go and knead it well. When you add the water there, there's going to be pockets that may not be kneaded well, and they'll become chometz. Shol yichnos l'shom mayim, that water shouldn't enter into those areas. V'yischametz kishavo b'tavshel, and then you're going to put it into the dish over there, but it's going to become chometz. Furthermore, he says, v'yimdod b'pizur k'derech shemod l'imkar. He says the way to properly do this over here is the way you go and sell it over here without compressing it too tightly, that you spread it out over here, and that's the way that they would sell it. That's the way that you go and measure it out over here. And he says, don't even put your hand on it. Don't press down at all on the flour over here, ain't nochon l'chila, because it's going to lead to a potential problem. He brings down in Dirshu footnote number 4 two reasons for this. He says, "B'tam adover, cause of matzah sashech." The matzah sashech says that when you put your hand on it, "Sha'at ba'anocha sayat ala kemach hunitchach," you're somewhat, when you put your hand on it, pressing it down. And there's the chashash over here that it won't be kneaded well. Another additional reason he brings down why you shouldn't do this is because your hand's going to heat it up, and that's going to make it be mamar lahachmetz as well. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down, from the Rambam, he says, "Legabi shir hafrosh eschala." This idea that it should be the same shir as hafrosh eschala. He says, "Shekivon she'ein kovid mishkalachitim asaorim vakemach shoveh afilu kishem miminechad." He says the reason why we use volume over here and not weight is because he says they don't all weigh the same, even from the same species, and therefore Chazal set up over here the shir for chala based upon volume and not based upon weight. And if in fact somebody does it based upon weight, they're making a mistake. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, "In Losh Yosem Shirze, if you didn't follow the recommendation of the Mechaber and you in fact needed a larger amount over here, but you're certain that it didn't become chametz, it doesn't exhibit any of the signs of becoming chametz," he says, "Mutu b'di'evit, it's acceptable b'di'evit." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav the reasoning is, "Vatam, da'av shanu omrim de'ein esek mo'o b'iso gedola kazo," even though we said that working on it won't work, "shalo tovil li'chametz," and we have to be concerned about that, "nevertheless, mikom makom lo gora mi'im hini'ach isa b'li'esek la." It can't be worse than not needing it at all. And the halacha is, the kaim alon, the ain less or kozman shalo shah shir mil, as long as you didn't wait the amount of time it takes you to walk a mil, the 18-minute shir for matzah, as long as it wasn't more than that, so it can't become chametz even if you didn't need it properly. It can't be worse than not needing it at all. Therefore, sifkot and zayin mutu b'di'evid, the mechaber paskins, it's acceptable after the fact. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu avar v'losh yoser b'mezid. And this is true even if you did it intentionally over here, it still is good b'di'evid. You shouldn't do this, but even if you did it b'di'evid, it is not chametz. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, ubishah shir mil b'lishaso, if you, however, delayed the amount of time that it would take you to walk a mil, the 18 minutes, let's say, kodem she'askilu ozum l'seyeh b'shas aricha, before they start kneading it and setting it up, then, tzidadu kam achronim, then many of the achronim paskin over here, and you can see in the Shiar Tzion, Oschest, the Bach, the Mogen Avram, the Prichodesh, the Maimer Mordechai, they all hold in this situation, that lisvara now, that which we just said, that it would be good b'di'evit, yesh lesor gam b'di'evit. They say, just like if you didn't work it, it's going to become chametz, so to avir. It's impossible to work it, and it's like you didn't work it, and therefore, even b'di'evit, it's no good. The kiven, the shiaru chachomim, because the rabbis estimated, the meirov gadol, because it's such a large amount of dough over here, efsholi odom echud lasuk b'kol isu karoi, that there's no way that one person could go and knead this properly, so it's like havalei kemenuchas b'li esiklal. It's no different than if you didn't work it. And if you didn't work it at all for 18 minutes, it would be no good. So by definition, these achronim hold that you can't work it over here, and therefore it's going to become chametz. V'yesh poskim she'kelu. But there are other poskim that were mekel over here, and you can see this in the Shaaretz Zion Oz test. He says, look in the Beis Yosef, it has a long arichus on this. V'ikra din zeh b'yameinu, that says nowadays this doesn't apply. This is only applied in those days. Why? There was one guy in town that was doing all the baking. And he do it by hand without using various types of wooden boards over here. There could be certainly a high potential of delaying over here. And they had small ovens over here, so stuff would be left out not being kneaded for a while until the first batch baked, till the second batch got a chance to be put in. They could put into the oven so much of the matzah, the dough, at one time because the ovens were so small. And there would be lots of stuff on the board over there that wasn't being kneaded because they were waiting for the, it would have already been kneaded and they're waiting for the next matzah to be able to be put inside the oven. And therefore, that's why the rabbis were in that those times, in those days, with their circumstances, telling you don't use a large amount of dough. But nowadays, you have multiple people involved in the making of the matzahs. And we have large ovens that you can put in a lot of matzahs at the same time. If you ever been to a matzah factory, you see the unbelievable zrizos, the alacrity which with they're working over here. Everybody has a job. Everybody's doing. It's a wonderful thing to watch. So it's such a tremendously involved process with so many people. So he paskins according to this yesh poskim ein lahachmir afilu beloshim b'midah gedolah pamachas. You don't have to be machmir if a lot of people are working on it to use a large amount of dough, shebevadei lo yovo lichimutz, he can guarantee that it won't come to the point of chimutz. How do we paskin? The Mishmur says, v'olam nogu l'chachila k'dei azu, developed paskins like this more lenient opinion, v'ein limchos b'yodom me'acha sheyesh lehem amil esmoch, and you don't have to protest, because they do have those to rely upon. However, a yori shemaim shouldn't follow this lenient opinion. Mikomokom ko yori shemaim yir l'hachmir k'dei rishon af b'yemenu, you shouldn't make such large amounts. Yori Shemaim shouldn't take advantage of this leniency, especially in smaller places, where they don't have this great amount of people working on it. You shouldn't make larger amounts than the shear of challah that we've described over here. Finally, the rabbis say, when you shouldn't be makbid to use a larger amount than this, but if you're making a lot of doughs in smaller amounts and you want to combine them afterwards, which we'll learn in Yitz Hashem in an upcoming simon tomorrow, then don't be so exact if you're not going to make the shear of challah that you should worry that you have less than the shear of challah. If you're doing multiple doughs and you can combine them afterwards, then you definitely have the shear of challah, then make smaller amounts. But if you're only making one batch, so then make sure you do have the shear of challah, because if you're doing a neka bracha and you don't have the shear of challah, shem lo yebo kishir ukishavarch yelavatala. So when you're just making one batch, make sure that you have certainly the chiyuv amount to make a bracha. When you're making multiple batches, then use smaller amounts because you can combine them afterwards to take off the challah and make the bracha. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Af opish ein modudim kemach b'yontav lolush, even though on yontav we don't measure flour normally when we're kneading, b'yontav shel Pesach, for Pesach, she'ein loshin isa gedola mi'isor mutu limdot. Because we had the concern over here that you can't make too much, so here you can measure it to make sure that you don't make more than the shear of an isor and the 43.2 eggs worth. However, v'yesh olshim, he brings down from the Rif, the Rambam, the Itur, and other poskim, you still shouldn't measure on yontav. What should you do? Estimate. Eliyikach biyomer adas. Do the best estimation you can. V'lo yar b'lisaron, and make sure you don't do more than an isaron. And the Ramah adds, v'hochi nochuk. This is the proper way that one should conduct oneself. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches explains, Kimbur l'kam and simon tov kovav sif aleph. It tells us there, you're not allowed to measure. And in Dirsha foot number 5, he brings down from over there, Shekiva and She'ein zet sorech hapas. It's not doing it for the benefit of the bread. And it won't get ruined if you don't measure it. Therefore, the rabbis didn't give you a heter over here to measure it because it looks like you're measuring it to sell, which is not allowed. He further brings down over here from the Sefer Orchas Shabbos that since you could make it in multiple smaller batches over here and then take off challah and you definitely have the shear, so better to do it that way than to measure it out to make sure that you have the shear. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes Sifkat and Tess that you shouldn't make a batch that's greater than the Saron over here, and if it's less than that, however, make sure you don't use less than that if you want to make sure that you have enough to make a bracha. Again, if somebody's only making a small amount, you're not mechuyev to go make the shear to have a bracha, but make sure that you do have enough to make the bracha on if that's your concern. The last Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud, he says, bracha, when you're making the bracha from a lot of small batches of dough, then you have to bring them all together, and we'll learn those halachas as well tomorrow. Because each one alone may not have any saron. You want to make sure that together you have the saron, so therefore you have to combine them all together, and now when they're together in the same utensil or in the same tray, so now they can combine for the shear of challah, and you can make a bracha when you do hafrashas challah. With this, we conclude the beautiful siman, Tof Nun Vav, and today's shir.